Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan on this Friday morning, the last Friday of the month, the fourth Friday, and that means we've got Representative Rich Prell on the line. How are you doing this morning, Representative?
Doing just fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good as well. Wishing it was just a little bit warmer, but I think that's coming next week. So
it is still February, and it is still winter, but I am ready for spring.
Yes, I am too. So you guys are at what, about the halfway point or so of this this session, and it means,
yes,
some of the bills.
We just ended up this week was turned around and everybody should be home by now, and next week we'll start on looking at the bills that the Senate passed and sent over to us. So we'll get ready to hit the ground running.
All right. Well, it's been a month since we talked to you. So what are some of the things that have gone on, maybe some bills or resolutions you've worked on or some things going on,
sure,
that you've had?
I'd like to cover a couple of House concurrent resolutions that we've passed. And what these mean is they will, if they're passed by the Senate, then they would go on the ballot, probably, I believe, in November, for the people to decide if they want to pass this. The first one is House Concurrent Resolution 5014. And what it does is when we pass a bill and we have an intent with it, and then when it goes to the different agencies that are going to work with this, you know, whatever it happens to be, they set the rules and regulations. And sometimes the rules and regulations don't match up with, with our intent. And so this would allow us to be able to go back and take a look at some of these. Let me give you an example. And I'm not picking on any particular agency. It's just some that back over the years that have happened. One that the fire marshal had put into regulations, it barred Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts from participating in fireworks sales. And another one, the Board of Cosmetology passed regulation requiring all salons to have two sinks, a working sink and a hair sink. And it didn't make any difference that there were a lot of home salons that were, they closed them because they didn't have, two sinks. And they've been in business for years. And so I think there's just times when we need to have a little oversight on this. And it's not that we're going to look at every rule and regulation. It's just when they kind of get out there that we would do this. This particular resolution passed with 85-39. The next one was House Concurrent Resolution 5022, and for Kansas, primary law enforcement officer that they deal with is the county sheriff, and 104 of the 105 counties elect their sheriff. There's one county, and that's Riley County. They've done a combined law enforcement, so there's just one law enforcement for the entire county, and they have a board that oversees that law enforcement. This resolution allows them to continue on like they are, unless or until they decide they want to return to the election, of a sheriff. And so this is one that passed 97-24, and so it will go on the ballot, and if it's passed by the Senate, and then it will be up to the people if they want to continue selecting their sheriffs by their vote rather than by appointment. A couple of bills that I'd like to talk about. One doesn't sound like it's real important, but you think about it, it has some far-reaching areas that I think might really be good. That's House Bill 2456. And it's for fostering the love for hunting and fishing in our next generation. And what this bill allows is for parents or grandparents to purchase a lifetime hunting and fishing license for a child under five, from birth to five, for $300. And this will allow them to be able to enjoy the outdoors and wildlife and sporting opportunities, you know, for a lifetime. And we're just seeing fewer and fewer, especially young people, getting involved in any of this. And so there may be parents that say, well, I can't really afford to do that. But hopefully there are some grandparents who can say, but I can. And it might be a really nice gift that they could give to grandchildren. It passed 117-4. The next one actually came through House Transportation, which I chair, and it's House Bill 2567, and it has to do with cutting some fees and possibly reducing some property tax. You know, when you go and register your vehicle every year, you see a whole list of fees and additional costs when you title and register your vehicle. And, you know, everybody kind of gets nickeled and dimed, and there's just a whole list of them. And what's worse is that those fees still leave county treasurers to the point that they have to go to the county commissioners to backfill their budgets because with local property tax, because it doesn't cover their expenses. So they've eliminated some, they've reduced some, they've added some, and it ends up that with this part of it, it would increase the fee that you pay by about $1.60. Now, we put an amendment on there so that one fee will be on there, and I believe it's $10.50. And then there's a modernization fee that has been on there for years. The computer system that was to be purchased with that fee has long since been brought online. It's fully funded. It's done, and the fee is still there. So we removed that fee, and that fee was $4, and that's every time you register a vehicle each year. And so that's a decrease. So we're going to end up with a net decrease of fees when you go to register your vehicle, and we've helped our county treasurers become more fully funded without having to go to the county commissioners and asking for additional funds. That's your property tax. So we feel like it was a good bill, and it passed 114-6.
Yeah, I mean, both of those that you just talked about, the bills, any time that you can, sounds like you're saving on that last one, on the fee itself and on the property taxes, which I'm sure a lot of people are going to really enjoy seeing. And then on the hunting one, I mean, I own a lifetime. I'm from Oklahoma originally, so I own a lifetime hunting license down there. And I paid quite a bit more than $300. So,
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
Anybody over, in Kansas, if you want one, I believe it's right at $1,000 once you reach, now and once you reach 5 years old, if this goes ahead and passes, then you have to buy the one that's available at this point in time, and it's about $1,000. So, we think it's really a good bill.
Yeah. So those two bills.
Another one that that there's a lot of debate on is a new water plan, and it's kind of a work in progress, and it does have some issues. Farm Bureau and the Kansas Livestock Association are opposing it in its current form. I've received a lot of emails from farmers and ranchers, and they're opposing it. And so it's got a lot of work to be done before I can support it.
So the two bills that you mentioned with the tag stuff and the hunting stuff, so those made it through the House. Now, will those go to the Senate to be voted on?
Yes, they will. They will go to the Senate, and I really believe that they'll have a very good chance of passing over there. And I believe the two concurrent resolutions will also.
All right. Now, we got a couple of minutes left here, so are there any bills that you know of that are coming from the Senate into the House, into this next switch around, that you've got your eye on?
Not really. I haven't seen what is going to be coming from transportation over to me yet. I should have the list when I get back up there Tuesday. and then we'll start work, taking a look at them and scheduling them for hearings. That's pretty much. I'm sorry, I just don't have a list of them.
That's all right. That's all right. I just wanted to see if maybe anything had caught your eye. But well, we appreciate you taking some time to talk with us as always every month, and we'll look forward to talking to you at the end of March, and hopefully the next time we talk, it's beautiful spring like weather.
I hope so too, man.
All right. Well, you enjoy the end of your February and enjoy, your couple days off here before you head back up on Tuesday. We'll talk to you in March.
Thank you so much.